Out Graham Begg knows Josh very well, and Graham's got a couple of nice runners at Caulfield on Saturday. They're considered roughies with the bookmakers, but they may well be able to cause a blowout. He joins us now. How are you, Graham?
Michael, how are you?
Very well. You must be happy with the way the stable's ticking over in recent weeks.
Yeah, look, the horse are all being good form and performing well on race day.
Well, Emoji, and you've also got Adelita, who are stepping up in class on Saturday, but Emoji's been very consistent of late. Do you think it can make the step up?
Well, he was actually supposed to run tomorrow on the synthetic track at Pakenham, which he's got a real liking for, and they deleted the race, but I also had him in on Saturday in the benchmark 78, and handicappers rang and said, look, the race is not going to go ahead at Pakenham, so did I want to accept? And I thought, well, yeah, he doesn't come in too badly at the weights, and they were able to secure young Ben Allen again, so he takes another 1.5 off his back, and the horses are really in good form.
Why has he got such an affinity with the synthetic track? Can you put your finger on why some horses excel on it and others don't?
Oh, not really. You know, I suppose, look, with him, he can sort of race anywhere. He just likes to be in a fluent stride. You know, he doesn't like it held up and everything, so it doesn't seem to matter with him if he raced a bit wide, but he can really finish it off. But that's one thing he's got up his sleeve. We can always revert back to the synthetic. Unfortunately, he's creeping up in the ratings, and they don't run too many higher rating races on the synthetic. So that's why he's on the grass on Saturday as well, because there wasn't much going forward.
Well, he drops down, as he said, to 55 kilos. Would you be surprised if he put his head in the frame?
No, not at all. He's in good shape, and I think he's really right on the mark.
You've also got Adelita that goes around, and my producer Ben Day informs me that named after a singer from the 90s indie rock band Magic Dirt, but you would have been well aware of that, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course, yeah, of course I would.
Well, can it produce some music on Saturday?
Well, look, she normally runs very well early in the preparation. She ran quite well first up at Geelong on the synthetic, just got caught a little bit wide and sort of had to do a little bit too much in the run and sort of just pulled the last little bit, but she's made good progress since then. And, I'll be keeping an eye on the weather with her because she's a horse that doesn't really like anything worse than soft ground. You know, if it got into heavy rain, she certainly wouldn't go around. So we'll be keeping our eye out for that. And but if she does, I'm sure that she won't disgrace herself.
Best of luck on Saturday, Graham.
Thanks, Michael.